Central Virginians have sacrificed more than our fair share in America's fights for freedom. Like Eugene Vindman, who served 25 years in the Army before putting it all on the line to stop Donald Trump. The Washington Post endorses Vindman as an impressive choice for Congress. He'll take on MAGA to protect abortion rights and make sure the democracy that started right here in Virginia stands strong for generations to come. Vindman, the right choice for Congress. Times are tough, not only for those without health insurance, but also for the majority of people who get their health coverage through their employers. Here are the facts. 92% pay a share of the premium costs. 96% have copays for doctor visits. 80% pay deductibles. Veteran, doctor, assemblyman, Herb Conaway. Conaway stood up to Republicans to restore funding for Planned Parenthood, pass prescription discounts for seniors, and Conaway helped guarantee the right to abortion right in the New Jersey Constitution. Herb Conaway, a proven progressive patriot for Congress.
It's a game to John Cato. Cato's been called, quote, Washington's Pac-Man for all the special interest money he's been gobbling up, earning a top score in Congress for taking special interest cash. Cato's winning for his wealthy donors.
Eric Wimberger's record as a defense attorney speaks for itself. He called the survivor of a gang rape a constant liar and said that a 30-year sentence for possessing child pornography was overkill. Tell Wimberger to start supporting rights for survivors.
It cost her an election, made her the target of millions in attack ads from special interests. But Ann Kirkpatrick did what few in Washington do. She put us first, voting to give every Arizonan access to quality, affordable health care, calling it the proudest vote she ever cast.
Jason Lewis sure has a lot to say about women. He actually said women who care about birth control are brainless.
Vicky Kraft is surrounded by extreme ideas. Republican Kraft works for a far right-wing group funded by out-of-state billionaires. Kraft and her employer opposed bipartisan efforts to raise the minimum wage and argued against paid sick leave. Judge Girard has 22 years of experience in the courts. He has presided over thousands of criminal and civil cases, including the most serious felony trials. David McDermott has the experience and values to be our next state representative. He's a family man who knows we need a fresh perspective to solve our education problems rather than keeping the status quo.
John Cato, winning for the rich special interests, not us.